Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A national credit rating agency is giving high marks to the city of Buffalo finances. Fitch Ratings has given an A-plus bond rating to Buffalo, a designation that enhances municipal efforts to borrow money for capital improvement projects on roads, bridges, and maintenance of city-owned properties. Despite the positive development, City Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams, quote, emphasized that difficult times are ahead. According to a release, her staff is continuing to, quote, monitor decreased revenues, increased expenditures, capital debt stability, and shifting cash trends. A local assembly member is calling for changes to the state's parole system. Lancaster Democrat Monica Wallace was joined Wednesday by public union officials in highlighting the recent case involving Edward Kent, who spent 23 years in prison for the 1999 murder of Penny Brown in Salamanca. Kent was on parole when he escaped from transitional housing before he was taken again into custody in Salamanca. Wallace is advocating for legislation that would strengthen penalties for parole violations. And a major fundraising effort will look to restore one of the region's iconic structures, the OLV National Shrine and Basilica in Lackawanna. Supporters are launching a $3 million community campaign to restore the shell of the Basilica's existing dome with a brand new copper dome. The core of the fundraiser is the Adopt an Angel effort, which donors can contribute $1,000 toward one of the 2,000 angels located inside the Basilica. A former Buffalo firefighter will serve 10 years of probation for possession of child pornography. Erie County District Attorney's Office reports 40-year-old Jose De Jesus of Buffalo received the sentence Wednesday on condition that he register as a sex offender. At the time of the crime, the defendant was employed as a firefighter with the Buffalo Fire Department. He was initially placed on administrative leave following his arrest and later terminated from that position. Health officials are seeing a hopeful trend in the opioid overdose crisis. Non-fatal overdose reports were down in Erie County in July. The development coincides as the county has distributed over 45,000 fentanyl test strips. Erie County Commissioner of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein, says no matter the drug, testing for fentanyl can save a life.
Just really need hard, objective data. And so at the Erie County Health Department, we have free test strips available. All you need to do is go to the RAF building, or you can call us at 716-858-7695, and we can make sure that you get those test strips.
The test strips are free of charge, and the only information the health department requires is where to send them. Individuals can also request free Narcan at that same number. And day 9 of the 184th Erie County Fair is today, and it will feature livestock shows and other attractions as well.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Yeah, so conceptually, it's been a 10-year process. So back in 2014, the concept was like, you know, through going on now 18 years of hosting and planning and doing events. In 2014, I was like, man, I really want to do something in this standpoint virus. A festival, right, that could be considered amongst the others across the country, the people who want to travel in from across the world to come here to Buffalo to do. So I literally just put it out as a Facebook stat, right? And some former classmates that I went to high school with, some people that were connected in the community was like, yo, let's do it. So we sat, we met, we talked about it, we conceptualized the idea of it. We even did like some site, you know, searching out for site locations. And one of them that happened at that time in 2014 actually happened to be Silo City.
Okay. Yeah, you're at the Central Terminal. You've been there for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, so we've been at the Central Terminal. This is going on year 4 now at the Central Terminal. So half of the time we've been in existence for 8 years. And as we previously were talking about, that was another conversation, right? You know, presenting an idea to the community in regards to our East Side development, right? That was just conceptually, you know, this was 5 years ago, right? Now we're talking about it with the Gibson now, right? And Carl Skampowski stands up in the middle of a room amongst, you know, two of the other stakeholders and says, Lindsay, I want you to bring Buffalo to the Buffalo Central Terminal. And now we're here, right? And there's a great story. I actually put it online recently. I was actually going through an old family photo box, and there was all these photos, random photos, family members, different things like that. And it was this random photo of the Central Terminal by itself. Nothing else around it. Actually the exact like green space and the street that we actually use for the actual celebration. It was just in the photo. And I'm looking like, why does, you know, I'm, you know, as my family, you know, at that time we were living in Cheektowaga, right? And we always were freaking going up and down William, you know, when they had the farmers markets and different things, like things of that nature. So I always seen the post office, I always seen it like that. But I'm like, why is this? This is a unique photo in this photo box. I look at it, and on the actual date, it had August 1992. Hmm. August is when we do the celebration. You have this picture of this place that now I'm curating this event at. It's like, how divine is this? So now you have all this divine work that's happening here. So now we've been doing that and just really just, you know, bringing life and energy to the Central Terminal, which, you know, we assist at other events that are happening at the Central Terminal as well, too. Just really the Broadway former neighborhood, very historic neighborhood, has its own riches and essentially itself. Once again, another neighborhood and another place that, you know, essentially was left.
Right.
Right. And now there's life being given to it, and we're just a part of that. Yeah.
Let's talk about this year's event, lengthy event. You're going from the 22nd to the 25th, so
yeah,
that's a lot of a lot of time to have activities going on. So, I mean, let's just get into how you go about building that.
Yeah. So for, I'll say, 5 out of the 8 years, we did just the one-day celebration, which is more than just what I was probably get to what else we involve in. But as far as the celebration, it was just the one day. Then we expanded to a two-day, which consisted of our charity softball game. Right, so our softball game was like a lot of just banter between our team to some of our sponsors we got involved. It was really fun. So we held those at LaSalle Park, and we also held one at Duville under the lights. And then, like, every year for the last 4 years, we've expanded it out to this weekend. Right. So went from a 1 day to a 2 day to a 3 day that had like a happy hour to a 4 day. Now it has the VIP reception. Right. So in theory, in building, it's almost like a family reunion. Right. If you ever go to a family reunion, you have the day everybody gets dressed up. You have the day that everybody's going out and having a barbecue. You have the day that everybody's, you know, having some games. Then you have the big celebration send off. Right. So that's essentially what it's built like. And one of the thoughts and theories behind it is for artists that come on stage or to present themselves or from the area, they like circle this on their calendar, like, hey, I'm going back home to perform here. Or if I'm from out of town, like, here's a weekend, I want to come back home. Or you're inviting people to come in if you live here. So like really treating like that origin and that nostalgic feeling of like, hey, this is a celebration weekend. This is a family reunion for the area. Yeah.
As Lindsay Taylor points out, there is a lot happening at this year's Beaufluve Arts and Music Celebration. On Thursday, a VIP reception at the Birchfield Penny. Friday, a backyard barbecue at Duende at Silo City. On Saturday, the Beaufluve Golf Classic at South Park Golf Course. Lindsay Taylor says the focus there will be on fashion and having fun. And then the star on Sunday, August 25th, will be music at the Buffalo Central Terminal.
Which is going to be featuring over 15 phenomenal artists from across the region, but not only across the region, coming from Mississippi, Fires Mississippi, Toronto, Canada, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, such as Affinity Song, Cameron Corvey, Say Blue, La Cassandra, DJ Ted Smooth, DJ First Choice, and many others who are making their way to Buffalo and are here in Buffalo. Art installations, exhibiting arts, vendors, village, food trucks. We have a newer cap tent where people are going to be customizing caps at. We have a little bit of everything, family fun zone. We have everything going on for everybody. So welcome everybody to join us.
The 8th Annual Beaufluve Arts and Music Celebration runs Thursday, August 22nd through Sunday, August 25th. And there will be more conversation with Lindsay Taylor when he sits down with Thomas O'Neill White and I next Thursday for a full episode of What's Next. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moore.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.